Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Visual Wow, the podcast for people passionate about live events. We're obsessed with creating and capturing those wow moments. This is the place the top pros come to share their secrets. Now, here's your host, Jack Hartzman.
Hi, I'm Jack Hartzman, and welcome back to the broadcast. And today I am very thrilled to announce that my good friend and working colleague for many, many years, Mark Zucker from Zookbinders, Inc., Chicago ILL, is here with us. Mark, welcome to the program.
Thank you, Jack.
I know that we have dilly-dallied in a lot of things together over the years, but I just want to set the record straight that for my nearly 40-year career, I could pretty much say that the Zook name has been attached to probably more than 95% of the albums that I have been creating since probably 1980, first with your dad's company, working with Capri Albums, and then following you through to Chicago when you opened up Zookbinders, I think around 95, somewhere in the mid-90s. Is that accurate?
95, exactly.
Well, listen, you have been the backbone of my business for as I mentioned, nearly four decades. And I'm thrilled to bring you on the show and talk about what you have been up to. You have been a leader, a pioneer in many ways in the album industry for wedding photographers globally. And I know a decade or so ago, you started pivoting into some other things. We're now dealing in the new COVID world. What has Zookbinders been up to? What happened to your business in March when the world shut down?
Well, we were in denial for about a week, and we were hoping that Illinois would be one of these states that would be allowed to open. And then towards the end of the month, we got the cease and desist order. So we ended up being closed for 9 weeks. And the biggest, you know, the hardest part of that was all the uncertainty, you know, trying to forecast, well, when will we open, and when we do, what will the new reality look like, and how is this all going to work?
And how did your employees take it? I mean, you've got a big staff. Tell me how much communication you have with them during those months.
We were very proactive with them, and we knew there was talk early on in Washington about some kind of relief for companies and some enhanced unemployment for employees. And we said to them, look, we've got a veteran team. Many of them have been with us 15, 18 years. They trust us. And we said, look, we're going to do everything we can to weather the storm. We're going into this in a pretty good cash position. So we're not quitting, but there's going to be a little bit of uncertainty. And I think we're all going to take a punch in the nose, and we're all going to share in that.
Well, I know that you and I reached out to each other a couple of times during April and May, and just kind of, we've always used each other as a barometer in business. And I'm pretty sure I came to you out of the gate and I said,